And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Nicole Auerbach and Brendan Marks from The Athletic, and we're here to talk about Coach K's impending retirement. Brendan, what do we know?
Yeah, so this is something, Nicole, that's been rumored and in the works for several weeks now, really ever since the end of the season. And obviously, we have seen this same sort of thing play out a number of times already in the college basketball universe the past few weeks. Lon Kruger's retirement, Roy Williams' retirement. And it definitely seems like, to some extent, the pandemic has pushed up the quote-unquote timeline for a lot of these, you know, legendary figures. But in the case of Coach K, this was getting to be a situation where recruits longer down the road have been asking him what his long-term plans were. And even recruits as early as this year who are coming in saying, you know, if I end up leaving after a year, or I end up staying for more than 1 year, are you still going to be there? And I don't think there was really any clarity there. And it was certainly making things a little more complicated for Duke. And so ultimately, they go ahead, they make the decision to announce this preemptively rather than after the season. And I guess here comes Coach K's retirement tour.
So he's got one more season left to go here, and he's 75, is that right?
He'll turn 75 in February.
Did anyone think he was going to coach this long in the first place? I remember back around maybe the 2016 Olympics, people thought that might be it. It feels like we've been wondering when he would step away and what would be the circumstances of that for some time now.
Absolutely. And I think one popular theory that had been thrown out there a lot recently, especially, is the fact that his grandson, Michael Savarino, is on the team. So it was sort of widely held that, okay, coach will go until his grandson's done, then he'll step away and be good to go. But ultimately, again, you know, you talk about some of the things that have happened in college sports, and it's the same sort of thing that you've seen with other figures like Roy Williams and Lon Kruger. You know, the game is fundamentally changing. Coach K is going to be 75, like you said. Does he really want to rework himself again? Does he want to have to figure out how to bake NIL into his stuff? Does he want to figure out how to have to navigate the transfer portal every year? Does he want to have to deal with the NBA potentially changing its draft eligibility rules again in a year or two or three? There are so many things coming down the pipe as far as college athletics. And I think also this past season, not being able to be as involved as he has been traditionally. Assistants did more work. He did have a COVID-19 quarantine period, despite neither he nor his wife ever testing positive. I do think there's a sense that, you know, he got to spend more time at home and his family probably liked and appreciated that. So there's a number of things that sort of factor into it. But ultimately, you put all of that together and you see what's going on across the landscape. And it does sort of make a little bit more sense.
There's going to be plenty of time with this retirement tour to reflect on Coach K's legacy. But as we're processing the initial news, how do you describe that legacy?
I mean, if he's not the greatest men's college basketball coach of all time, he's definitely on the Mount Rushmore, right? I mean, he is someone who has really been a constant as college basketball has grown, as it has changed, as it has stepped into the spotlight. And I think his ability to reinvent himself is something that I don't know if enough people give him credit for. I mean, this is a guy who went from winning with guys like Christian Laettner and Grant Hill, these guys who stayed for multiple years, the Shane Battiers. And he was able to rework himself on the fly, adapt to new NCAA rules, bring in one and done players. And he's able to rework these rosters constantly. So that's without talking about the NBA pipeline he's built, mentioning all he's done with Team USA basketball and sort of bringing Team USA back to the heights that it was at. It's hard to understate just how good of a coach he is. He's obviously a legend. But yeah, I think he's probably, in my estimation, the best college basketball coach of all time. And for men's or women's, it's hard to match what he's accomplished.
Yeah, and I think those five national championships, when you look at the years, you totally see that. They're different eras of basketball, different ways that he won. And he's just been such a towering figure. When he has said anything, it has mattered. You know, if he opines on NIL, if he opines on the pandemic, like, it is front page news because there's just so much gravitas behind his words. Obviously, his replacement is stepping into Really tough situation. I don't think anyone likes to be the guy after the guy. But in this situation, we've wondered for so long, where will Duke go for Coach K's successor? It looks like it's going to be John Shire, and it's a very familiar name. He's been on the staff for a while. He obviously played at Duke. What does that choice tell us about A, Coach K's influence into making the choice of his successor, and B, about like where Duke actually wants to go next?
Absolutely. You know, I think for starters, I don't think that this has always been the plan. I don't think the plan has always been to have Shire take over. Obviously, he's been on the staff for a number of years now, and what he's done in terms of recruiting. Like I mentioned, when Coach K was out in the COVID-19 quarantine protocols this past season, Shire was the one who stepped up and led Duke to a win over Boston College. So the familiarity is there, but I think this has been a development that's really expedited in the past few years. When I first started covering the team and the program, really, the thinking was that you would go for a more experienced bridge guy, sort of what you were talking about, Nicole, who wants to be the guy to follow the guy. The thinking was, we'll bring in a bridge guy, maybe someone like a Tommy Amaker, to sort of steady the ship and stabilize things for a number of years. But what this says to me about Shire, about Kay's influence, obviously Kay is sort of handpicking John to be his replacement. That shows the confidence he has in him. You know, John is a guy that has been with him over a decade now. They have won a title together as a player and as coaches. But really, John, I think, is well equipped to sort of lead Duke into the future of college athletics. He is someone who has been the lead recruiter on most of the big stars that Duke's gotten recently, Zion Williamson, Jason Tatum. He is tremendous in terms of X's and O's. He understands all of that. He gets along great with parents. And really, when you look at John compared with Duke has a new athletic director, too, and Nina King, they are two people, I think, who are more on page with the direction that college athletics is going. So it says a lot about Coach K having the influence to pick his successor. I think that was always going to be the case. But it also shows you just how much he believes in Coach Shire, and how much he and really the Duke administration at large think that Coach Shire is the choice to be the guy and lead Duke into the future.
And how ready is he?
I think he is ready. You know, obviously there's going to be an adjustment period when you're stepping into going from, being the right-hand man to being the guy. But when Nate James, Duke's other associate head coach, left this offseason to be the head coach at Austin, PA, I think that sort of opened the door and really cemented the fact that this is Coach K's right-hand guy. This is the guy who has gone out and done press conferences when Coach K isn't there. All of the players, all of the recruits, talk to any of them. They're always talking to Coach Shire. So I think the biggest adjustment for him is just going to be, how does he manage the way that college athletics is changing? Is he someone who's going to still try and recruit these one and done talents? Is he someone who's going to be more inclined to look in the transfer portal? In terms of X's and O's coaching, in terms of getting people in the door, there's no question he can do that. To me, I'm more interested in how does he rebuild the roster on the fly every year like Coach K has, or if he goes in an entirely different direction. So, we'll see. But certainly he has all the tools. He has all the experience needed and just hasn't been there before. That's really the only question mark you have.
A major, major day in college hoops history as Coach K plans his retirement, announces he will have one more season and then step away. Thank you for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join us for just $3.99 per month.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.